Video phones were long a staple of science fiction. Today, webcams and services like Skype have made video chatting a reality. But when it comes to everyday calls with friends, people usually don't bother. NPR's Laura Seidel looks at why.
The problem for me with video phones has always been, what if I'm having a bad hair day? In the future, they might find a solution to that.
Calling the Jetsons, Jetsons.
Ah, it's a phone. I'll get it.
The Jetsons used video phones all the time.
Honey, it's your friend Gloria, the cute-looking one.
Gloria? Oh, dear. I can't let her see me looking like this. I've got to put on my morning mask. I'll be right there, George.
Nobody's got a morning mask here at Ritual Roasters, though they are drinking plenty of coffee. This hip cafe in San Francisco's Mission District has free Wi-Fi, and everyone is typing intently on their MacBook with a smartphone by their side. But no one is talking on a video phone. Just because you're hip doesn't mean you're not vain. Jack Palmer says maybe he'd make some video calls if he had a lens filter.
Maybe if he did, like, Instagram in real time or something.
Or an improved camera lens.
Like a lower f-stop. It's hard to get the right angle, and then if you can't see yourself, you don't know if you're having a good day or a bad day.
Another customer here, Allison Peck, says she doesn't really even talk on the phone that much anymore.
I prefer texting. It's faster. It's more efficient.
And these days, communication is about efficiency, says IDC analyst Jonathan Gaw. We text, we email, we don't even use our phones as often as we used to.
We're sending messages about silly day-to-day things like make sure you get the laundry out of the dryer, because that's what most of our life is. Most of our life is rather mundane and prosaic. It's not very romantic.
Gaw means romantic in the broad sense, the people you love, the ones you want to call and see.
Your parents, maybe your siblings, or a very close friend. The people that you really want a video call with are probably people that wouldn't mind if you're having a bad hair day. They've seen your bad hair days. They don't care.
And there are some people who might really want to know why you're having a bad hair day, like your grandparents. 12-year-old Jasper Nelson, who lives in San Francisco, Skypes with his grandma, Jackie Roy, in South Africa every week.
Hi.
Hello.
If she could, Roy would probably pinch Jasper's cheeks, but she can't. So she gives him a good looking over.
Jasper, how tall are you, Pastor? Stand up and show me.
I'm like 5'6", I think.
Oh, God.
It was really thrilling for Roy when she got to watch one of her other grandchildren play a volleyball game over Skype.
You can participate in the labs from, 15,000 miles away?
Jasper's mom, Jennifer Roy, gets her thrill watching her parents hang out with her kids.
To actually see their reaction, looking at their grandchildren. And they notice everything, you know. It's like, oh, look at your hair, and you look so this, and there's nothing like it.
Roy only uses video chat when she talks to her parents in South Africa. When she needs to talk to her friends or colleagues, she uses the regular phone because, well, she isn't always giving them her undivided attention.
You don't want someone to see you checking your email while you're talking to them or you're paying your phone bill.
And, of course, big telecoms don't seem that interested in marketing video phones because they haven't figured out how to make a lot of money from them. Despite misgivings about video phones, Skype says it did see a nearly 60% increase in the number of minutes people spent on them last year. Analysts say that's because they are now on so many devices. I've got at least two devices I could use for video calls, and maybe I'd use them if I could borrow Jane Jetson's mask.
Jane, darling, don't you look lovely? How do you do it?
Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.